Hello there, Rebels, and welcome to the post-season, season three finale of Too Many Podcasts. It's me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa. Hello there, how are ya? This is usually a little mini episode. There's nobody to interview, just word of thanks to a lot of people and some Sherpa suggestions and a little bit of a preview of what you're in for in season four. Before we get started, why don't I just tell you that today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible, and you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Who do we thank? We start off with our thanks to you first, the rebels out there, the ones who keep coming back and checking out the show and putting up with me and still keep coming back to the show and keep putting up with me, and so on and so forth. Thank you very much for your patience and your support, more than anything else, and your friendship. You all know that you can follow me on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Sherpalution, so you can find out what's going on with the show. Usually I talk about people that I've interviewed, and you'll usually see the articles about the shows that when they debut. And there's usually some information about my website, sherpalution.com, where we have the calendar for the month for all the upcoming shows for that month. So this way you kind of know what to expect. But sometimes with my show, you never know what to expect, especially with season four that's coming up. Gotta tell you that much. But again, to all you rebels and all you listeners and all you newcomers, thank you so much for listening. I really, really do appreciate that. And I'll always try and remember to say that at the end of every season. And even if this is the first episode that you just started listening to, don't worry, there's plenty of shows you can catch up on. It's not really too sequential. It's just more evolutionary than sequential, I guess. You can listen on your favorite podcast app or again on my website, sherpalution.com. I'll keep saying that till you go visit. Go visit Sherpalution. And I know it's not a real word, but it's a word that I made up because it's important for the Sherpa thing to grow. So that's why it's a Sherpalution. That's the simplest explanation I can give to you. But you can find lots of stuff on the website, all of the podcasts, all of the show notes, known as the Sherpa Sheets. And there's a little bit of music on the podcast as well. And there's a form there if you want to send me a question, or even if you'd like to be on the show. Maybe you have a social media presence or even a podcast that would be fantastic that I don't know of that you want people to know about. You know, just drop me a line and I can get it from there. Or you can also email me at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. I haven't said that one in a while. And the only other thing I would ask my rebels to do is when you're hearing these shows, if you can, leave a kind word on maybe Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or iHeartRadio and let people know that you're enjoying this show and that they should check it out. If you're listening on a computer, there's always links there and you can share those links to your social media pages and just say, hey, check this podcast out. Maybe you might like it. Maybe you might not. But that's all right. Spread the word. Let people know. That's the best way we can grow. I can only tell so many people at one time. We are growing. I think we're up to 45 states in the U.S. and something like 30 countries. It's growing. You know, it's not massive, but I know the Australians and the Canadians really like me in Korea, South Korea as well. I'm trying to figure that one out. I don't know. But hey, I'm glad that they like it. Thank you very much, South Korea. Thank you very much, Australia. Well, I guess maybe Australia because Mr. Bruce and we've had lots of guests from Australia in the earlier days. We've got to get some more Australian guests on here. Maybe we can have a return visit from Mr. Bruce at some point. I would like that. And he's doing very well, by the way. So who else do we have to thank? Well, let's go down the order of the show and it'll be nice and quick. And in our Sherpa suggestions, which we'll do after a commercial, you'll be hearing the names of all the podcasts that you can check out. So the season started off with a two-part interview with Mr. Larry Henkin, who's been on Friends, he's been on Seinfeld, he's been on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, he's been on El Camino on Netflix, and he's got a lot of stories. It was a really fun interview with him, and I really appreciate him spending all that time. We also had director, the lovely Lana Reid, who has her own podcast called Beyond Garnet, or Garnett, depending on where you're from. I remember her saying that. And we also had Jack O'Halloran, who played Nan in the Superman movies. And he is the author of Family Legacy. Did a lot of other stuff, too. And we had newcomer director, producer Russell Rapp as well. And that was all on Hollywood Week. Well, we'll get back to Hollywood Week in a little bit. And we had a return visit from my friends Lauren and Nick of Just Nah Science. And they were so helpful with their information that they provided on the COVID-19 virus. You remember that thing. Hopefully you'll be listening to this years later and it will have been forgotten, because I'm sure a lot of people would really rather forget about it too. And we also had in the screening room Mr. Karma and Caradonna, who directs and acts and does martial arts and is a super nice guy. Then we talked to the guys from Try Not to Laugh, Brandon and Andy. We got to talk to comedian Mike Kaplan, and he was really funny and a super nice guy. Mr. Michael Glenn Moore, MGM as I call him, from In a City Like Yours. We did Child Actor Week. We did Oliver Robbins, who was in Poltergeist and Airplane 2, and the new one, Celebrity Crush. Check that movie out. And also we had Scott Schwartz, who did The Toy, Kidco, and was Flick in A Christmas Story. And finally, we talked to Jeff Voorhees, who played the kid who got eaten by the shark in Jaws. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, we won't get hit with a copyright lawsuit with that. We got to meet Tammy of TGIT. We spoke to author Neil Perry Gordon, who wrote The Bomb Squad, Clash of the Patriots. We talked to Robbie Clark of Cinema Soapbox. We met comic Steve Bluestein, one of my favorite interviews, because he was just so funny. The poor guy was sick as a dog, and he was still funny. And we talked to David the Norseman Williams of Socially Disabled Veterans, and that was a great interview. He was a really fascinating guy and really inspiring, especially for people who are veterans. If you know someone that's a veteran, tell them to check out the interview and also check out David's podcast. We also talked to Mr. Joe Alves, who was the art director on Jaws and helped create the shark. His name was Bruce, by the way. Not Mr. Bruce, but Bruce the Shark. And we also spoke to Mr. Christopher Sell of Realm of the Mist Entertainment, and he's got a little podcast network thing going on there with a whole bunch of good shows on there. Check out his podcast and you'll see all the other ones that are on there, and that group also contains a lot of people who've already been guests on the show. Also during the season, we had Mr. Ray Rumsey of the Leo Effects, you know, LA. He was great, and I got to be on his show too and had a lot of fun on his show. And we also had pro wrestlers Texas Truck, woo, I can't do it, and Nikita Breznikov. Gentlemen, thank you so much, and thank you for not killing me and throwing me through a table. I really appreciate that. We did Faces to Watch with Charlie Marie and Joe Walker and Dale Niehaus and Eric James Morris. Thank you, all four of you. And we hope to see some more future work and seeing you guys on the screen. And I cannot stress enough the huge assistance that I got from this guy. He actually made two appearances this season. His name is Steve Joyner. He's the publicist that I've been working with, and he's been getting me all these incredible guests. And you got to see what he's got lined up for me. That's still going to be in season 4. I know I'm really hyping season 4, but you're going to enjoy it. And finally, for the finale, you heard him last week. He was great. Mr. Sean Kanan, he's been in The Karate Kid. He's the creator of the Amazon Prime video show Studio City. Are you checking it out? Not a soap opera. It's definitely a tip of the hat to the soap opera, but the show is really incredible. Got nominated for a whole bunch of awards, including some daytime Emmys and their incredible cast. So to all of you, I say thank you very much for making season 3 what it was. And that's something to be very proud of. Okay, we'll take a little break, and we'll come back with some Sherpa suggestions.
And now it's time for Sherpa suggestions.
Okay, it's time for Sherpa suggestions, and this week's choices are podcasts whose hosts have been on the show in season 3. So, first one we had was Lauren and Nick, of course, of Just Nah Science. Love those guys. They're incredible. Soon they'll be getting married. I'll just show up someplace and just throw some rice at them. Maybe I'll look for a box of Uncle Ben's and throw it on Complete Strangers. That'll work, yeah. I don't know what that means. We also had Try Not to Laugh. Oh, sorry, blew that one. With Brandon and Andy, In a City Like Yours with Mr. Michael Glenn Moore, TGIT with Tammy, Cinema Soapbox with Robbie Clark, David the Norseman Williams and Socially Disabled Veterans, and also The Leo Effects. Definitely a fun interview show, and I can vouch for that myself. And Breaking the Fourth Wall with Mr. Christopher Stolle, and he's, like I said, the owner of Realm of the Mist Entertainment, and there's a whole other bunch of podcasts in that network, as well as Stephen Joyner, the SJ Network. There's a whole bunch of podcasts in his network. Some of them are the same, and some of them, well, one of them includes this one. Okay, so I'll sound the gong, and then we'll talk about what happens in season 4. Okay, now I'm sure you're wondering what's going on for season 4. Well, I can tell you what's going on for season 4. We've got a whole bunch of interesting guests. You know, we'll have... I dropped my list. Oh, there it is. Hello, we found it. So now I can tell you who's on season 4. I know season 3 is over, but I'm very far into season 4 as far as interviews are concerned, and I'm actually almost done. So I basically just have to piece everything together and slap my name on it and get it out there for you on your favorite podcast app. Or you can also listen on my website, chirpolution.com. You can do either one, whichever works for you. I like to make things easy for you. But who's coming up? You know, we've got lots of podcasters, of course, in the Too Many Podcasts portion. And I had a lot of fun speaking with many of them. And of course, more people from the entertainment world in the Sherpa Screening Room. I will be speaking with actor Robert Wall, who was the star of Arliss. And he was a stand-up comic. He was in Bull Durham and Good Morning Vietnam and Batman. And we had a really neat conversation. And I also had so much fun speaking with Bruce Valanche, who was on Hollywood Squares for many years and has written a lot of classic TV episodes, and he has some wonderful stories. You're going to really like his show. I'm also going to be taking a lot of different twists and turns. I'll also be interviewing an opera singer, Rosario Minetti, and we'll be talking opera. I get to learn about opera. That's cool. And I will be speaking with a gentleman who has a vegetarian podcast, and probably one of the more different episodes that I'll be doing in season 4 is an interview with a lady named Lisa Bagby. She was really nice to come on and tell her story. She's working on a book called I Am That Girl, and the story that she has to tell is really phenomenal. It's a really unbelievable story, but when you hear it, you'll see that it was a really powerful episode too. But when that one comes up, just keep an eye on my social media posts to get a little heads up, or even the website, because that's where you can find out about my episodes in advance. So thanks a lot for listening to season 3, or if you're just starting, if you're going to listen to season 4, thanks in advance. You can catch up to seasons 1 through 3 right there on whatever you're listening to. You know what, Mr. Bruce? Since this is the finale, I will escort everyone to the door. You just kick back, sir. You've done a lot of hard work for me. This is my way of saying thank you. And thank you to everyone else who's been on the show this season too, and thanks in advance to all the folks who will be appearing on season 4. Till next time, viva la Sherpolution.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Sherpolution. Viva la Sherpolution. Yeah, I'll come back now, you hear?